Hey yo everybody, Zach Grimm of The Sports Voice, coming at you once again. Well, tonight was the NBA draft. A lot of kids had their dreams broken, and a lot of kids had their dreams realized. Of course, the people who didn't have their dreams broken, that's number one and number two, Greg Oden and Kevin Durant, going respectively to Portland and to the Seattle Supersonics. Greg Oden's going to try to fill the role that the great deadhead Bill Walton did as a center, leading the Portland Trailblazers back to the NBA Finals. And Kevin Durant's going to try to right the ship in Seattle, using his prolific scoring to fill the role that Ray Allen once had, as Ray Allen gets dealt to the Boston Celtics. But number six pick was interesting. E. Tionleon, or at least that's how the press release from the Milwaukee Bucks has it pronounced. The sensation out of China that a lot of people had picked going five to Boston fell to the number six Milwaukee Bucks. Now I was in Milwaukee for the draft day party at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, and right after the pick, general manager Larry Harris, yeah, he talked to the media for questions and answers, but the first one-on-one interview that he gave to any media outlet in the country, yeah, that was to us right here at the Sports Voice. So this is general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, Larry Harris, talking not only about their selection in tonight's draft, but also about their free agency questions with Mo Williams and Charlie Bell.
This is Zach Grimm with the Sports Voice, here with general manager of the Bucks, Larry Harris. Larry, I know you just had the press conference and you went through it, but what was the main factor that made you take Yee here at number six?
Well, I mean, I think most importantly, we thought he was the best player on the board when we picked at six. But, you know, the one good thing is, as we always said, when you take the best player, hopefully take a basketball player, a guy that's very skilled. He's a good basketball player. He's very skilled. And, I mean, and again, I don't want to talk about upside or whatever, but he's a good player, very good player right now, and his upside and where he can take this is, I mean, he's really got a chance to be special.
Obviously, after looking at the basketball end of it and you look at the business end of it, the market that Asia's going to open up for you, where did that rank on maybe your radar when you were thinking about drafting him at where you did?
I would say it was a total basketball decision. I mean, like anything else, I mean, he's going to have to play. He'll make his own market. But, you know, he's a big name over in all of Asia, and hopefully people in the United States will understand how good he is as well. So from a business standpoint, that really all comes into how good he's going to be. It really didn't factor in at all.
One statement on what the Bucks are going to be next year, what would it be?
Well, not only a playoff team, but I think a solid playoff team, and one that if we're healthy, we really thought we were a playoff team last year, and I really do believe that we're a playoff team. This draft pick helps, and then we've got to do some good things in free agency to make that happen.
Speaking of free agency, Mo Williams, Charlie Bell, where do you stand with them right now?
Obviously, we can't start talking until July 1, but I'm confident we'll be able to get something done with both those players. But they both have options. They both have places. Hopefully they want to be here. I know they both want to be here. And hopefully we'll be able to come to the meeting of the minds and get it done.
Larry Harris, thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot.